Hey, Jake. How you doing?
Hey, Alice. Say hi to Cat Nation. Cat Nation, say hi to Alice Cooper here on the Cat.
Cat Nation. That's right.
Yeah, we're in Oklahoma City, Alice. K-A-T-T, signed on at 76, so I imagine if you can remember that far back, because I'm struggling. Remember?
No. I believe me. I've been doing interviews for 50 years, so I remember every radio station.
50 years? That's I mean, you're right up there with the Stones, Rush, Zeppelin.
You know, it's the way, yeah, even actually before Rush or Zeppelin, we played the Whiskey at Go-Go one time, 1968.
Uh-huh.
And we got there to the Whiskey, and it said Alice Cooper, and I looked over and I said, who's Led Zeppelin? And the very next night, we played another club. These are just clubs. You know, in L.A., nobody's ever heard of any of us.
Right.
And I said, let's see, it's Alice Cooper and some guy named Pink Floyd.
You really need to do a movie about your life, dude. That's got to happen.
I'm telling you. It was amazing because all those bands were just local bands just trying to make it.
Right.
You know, I mean, nobody was big except the Doors. They were the only really big band, you know.
Yeah, and you were cutting your teeth as well back in the, you know, early 70s.
Well, we opened for the Doors for a while. We were the opening act for the Doors and then opening act for the Mothers of Invention. And then our record hit. And then after that, Guns N' Roses were opening for us.
That's right. You've been doing it 50 years, 27 albums. And I'm just thinking about my earliest memories of you here in Oklahoma City growing up as a kid was The Muppet Show.
Oh, yeah. The Muppet Show was great.
I know, right?
You know, when you're doing The Muppet Show, at first I balked on it, you know, and I said, I don't really want to do the Muppet Show. I mean, come on, I'm the heavy guy, I'm the scary guy and all this.
Right.
And I said to him, I said, who did the show last month? And they said, Christopher Lee, Vincent Price. And I went, I'm in. If those guys can do it, I'm doing it.
That was so funny because you know what, back in the 70s and whatnot, you didn't have the internet. So really, the whole myth and the lore of Alice Cooper and all that was word of mouth.
It was legend.
It was
just all kind of legendary rumors.
Yeah,
we were like that game telephone. You know, when you say one thing to one person, by the end of the room, it's totally different.
Pretty much, I know what you mean. You're going to be in Oklahoma City on July 28th with Hailstorm. That's an interesting pairing. I do like it though.
Yeah, no, they're great. We Lizzie actually played with us, not us, but the Hollywood Vampires, Joe Perry and Johnny Depp and myself, when we played the Rock and Rio. We had her come in and she sang A Whole Lot of Love with us and played guitar. She's a great guitar player.
We're doing a pre-sale right now at cat.com using the pre-sale code K-A-T-T. It's good till 10 o'clock tonight. Otherwise, tickets officially go on sale tomorrow. Alice, you and I have the same birthday. I think this is a first for me in 30 years in radio. I've never actually talked to a big, legendary, famous rock star who I shared a birthday with. So you and I have something in common.
February 4th.
Yep, we're Aquarian. Yeah. So anything special? You got Paranormal came out in 2017. And you're just going to... It's a hits show, right?
When you've got 27 albums... I know, when I go to see The Who or The Stones or anybody like that, I realize that 90% of the show is going to be hits. And then you have about 10% of the show to... You know, to do new stuff or to do stuff that's very sort of deep cuts or anything like that. So yeah, you're going to hear all the hits. But it's an entirely new show. If you saw us last year or the year before, that show has been put to bed now. It's a brand new production. So yeah, it'll really be cool.
Well, that's good to hear, and it's outdoors too. So does that translate well in an outdoor amphitheater setting for you?
It does without F5 twisters. I've always found that our show is much better without, you know, without tornadoes.
Well, you live in Arizona, which you may get a rogue shower every now and then and hot temperatures, but in Oklahoma, any day of the week could be F5s, right?
I sit and watch these shows all the time, you know, and I'm going, why would anybody live in more?
You know, I used to think that exact same thing. Built a house, then moved after the tornado and said, I'm not going back to Moore again.
Yeah, you know, here's an F5. Oh, wait, here's another one.
Right.
Let's get a trailer.
God, what did we do? I'm sorry. Forgive me.
But it's a great audience. Hey, that audience there is as good as it gets.
You're right. Oklahoma loves you, man. You've been coming to Oklahoma for many, many years, and congratulations on 50, dude.
Thank you, man. And you know what? This show will be the most exciting show you see all year.
Well, I'm looking forward to it.
I've always prided myself in that, in saying the Alice Cooper Show, if you walk away from an Alice Cooper Show, you're going to walk away talking about it.
I can't wait. This will be my first Alice Cooper Show. So July 28th at the Zoo Amphitheater. Are you going to end the show with a beheading?
Well, you know, I always seem to lose my head at some point in the show. You know, it's not if, it's how.
Alice, thank you for your time today, and look forward to seeing you on the 28th of July, brother.
Okay, man. We'll see you there. Hello, kitties. This is Alice Cooper, and you're listening to The Cat.